Title: Think Break Layering from Scratch with Resampling Only Advanced. Alright, let's build a modern, punchy, rolling drum and bass Think Break stack in Ableton Live, but with one rule: resampling only. No export auto, no freeze and flatten as the core workflow. We're committing early, printing stages, and we're going to end with a final loop that's mix ready, sliceable, and it still has that jungle attitude. Here's what you're building: a main Think bus that's tight and tempo locked, plus three supporting layers, a LOW layer for mono weight, a crack layer for snare snap and hat definition, and a ghost layer for shuffle, tails, and texture. Then we recombine, print again, slice it, perform variations, and resample the performance. That's the whole philosophy: design with audio, commit with prints. Step 1. Session setup. Set your tempo to something in the DNB zone. I'm going 174 BPM. Now create a few tracks so you can stay organized and fast. Make an auto track called Think SRC. That's where your raw Think Break goes. Then another auto track called Think Proc. That's where we're going to do the first stage of processing and groove control. Create a group called Think Layers, and inside it, add three audio tracks: Low, Crack, and Ghost. Then create another group called Prints, because we're going to do multiple print milestones. Inside there, start with an audio track called Print 1. Set audio from to resampling, and set monitor to off. Monitor off matters. It prevents feedback loops and keeps your resampling clean. Quick preference check. Go to Preferences, Record, Warp, Launch. Make sure your default warp mode for drums is Beats, and turn on Create Fades on Clip Edges. Those little fades save you from clicks when you do lots of audio edits. Now bring in your Think Break. Drop a clean Think Break onto Think SRC. In the clip view, turn Warp on. Set Warp Mode to Beats. Preserve Transients. Then set the envelope somewhere like 0 to 20. Lower values are tighter and cleaner. Higher values can get grainy. For this, I usually start around 10 and adjust later. The big rule: don't ruin the groove. The Think Break has swing, and it's easy to destroy it by overwarping. So here's the move: set 1.1.1 precisely on the first reedle transient, usually the first kick. Then loop one bar or two bars if you want a bit more phrasing. If it drifts a little, don't go in and grid quantize everything. Use minimal warp markers. Think of it like this: you're correcting drift, not rewriting the drummer. If the whole thing feels late or early, sometimes the best fix is just nudging the clip start a tiny bit. Keep it musical. Next, stage 1 processing on Think Proc. We're going to route Think SRC into Think Proc, so we can shape the raw break, then print a clean foundation before we split it into layers. On Think SRC, set audio to Think Proc. On Think Proc, set monitor to in so it passes audio through. Now build a stock device chain on Think Proc. Start with EQ8. High pass at about 25 to 35 Hz, steep enough to remove useless rumble. Then if it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. If it's dull, add a small lift around 3 to 6k, half a dB to 2 dB. Keep it subtle, then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Boom only if it actually helps. And be careful, because boom can fake weight your break in a way that later fights the bass line. Damp somewhere around 20 to 40% often keeps it from getting too fizzy. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or about 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You're looking for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Not destruction, just control. Then a saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. And do the unsexy thing: match the output level so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Teacher tip here: before you print, do loudness discipline. Put a utility at the end of Think Proc and aim for roughly the same peak range each time you resample. Something like -6 to -3 dBFS peaks is a great target while you're building. If every stage gets louder, you'll always think the newest print is better, even when it's worse. Now print stage 1. Arm print 1. Remember, it's set to resampling. Monitor off. Record about 8 bars. Name the clip something like Think Print 1 Tight. This is now your enhanced foundation. We're going to build everything from this print, not from the raw break, because that keeps the workflow consistent and commit-based. Now we split into layers. Audio-only mindset. Drag Think Print 1 Tight onto each of your three layer tracks: Low, Crack, and Ghost. So each track is playing the same break, but filtered and processed differently. Let's do LOW first. The goal is stable low end that doesn't fight your sub or res. Start with EQ8. Low pass around 140 to 220 Hz. Use a steeper slope. You're basically extracting kick weight and low snare body, not letting hats leak in. If the kick is too heavy in that band, you can do a small dip around 60 to 90. But be careful. Sometimes the too much kick problem is actually a timing or transient problem, not ek. Add utility and set width to 0%. Full mono. In drum and bass, anything below about 150 Hz being wide is just asking for trouble in clubs and on vinyl style systems. Then drum bus. Drive 5 to 20%. Boom 10 to 35% around 50 to 60 Hz if it helps. Transients. Keep it conservative, like minus 5 to plus 5. Too much transient down here turns into click instead of punch. Then a regular compressor, not glue. Use an attack of 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient gets through. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds, ratio 3 to 1. Aim from AB 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Now print LOW. Create a new print track, or just duplicate your print track and rename it print 2 LOW. Set it to resampling. Monitor off. Record 8 bars. Next, crack. The goal here is snare snap, hat presence, aggression, without turning the top end into painful harshness. Start with EQ8. High pass around 180 to 300 Hz. You're getting rid of snare body here, because the LOW layer already owns that. Then boost the crack area around 2.5 to 5k, maybe plus 1 to plus 4 dB. If it starts slicing your ears, look at 7 to 10k and gently dip 1 to 3 dB. Add saturator, analog clip or soft clip. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Turn on soft clip if it's spiking. For transient control, use drum bus and push transient somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20. This is where the bite comes from. Then utility for stereo, optionally. Width around 110 to 140% can be cool, but only if you check mono. A great habit. Hit mono on your master for 5 seconds and see if the snare still feels like a snare. Now print crack into print 3 crack, 8 bars. Next, ghost. This is where the movement lives. Shuffle, air, dirt, room. The goal is to add motion without letting it dictate the perceived tempo. Because if the ghost layer is too forward, the whole break can feel rushed even when the kick and snare are perfectly placed. Start with EQ8. High pass higher than you think, somewhere around 400 to 800 Hz, and honestly in many stacks you'll end up at 600 to 1K. You want this layer to be mostly information, not weight. If you want a little air, a gentle shelf above 10K can work. Add redux, but tiny. Bit reduction around 10 to 14, and keep downsampling mild. Dry wet 5 to 15%. We're adding grit, not turning it into a broken radio. Add frequency shifter for micro movement. Ring mode. Fine at plus 5 to plus 25 Hz. Dry wet 3 to 10%. This is subtle, but it can give that unsettled, alive feeling. Then reverb. Short room. Decay 0.2 to 0.5 seconds. Small size. High cut around 6 to 9K so it doesn't turn into hiss. Dry wet 5 to 12%. Then a gate to tighten tails. You can sidechain the gate from the crack layer or the main break if you want it to pulse with the groove. Even without sidechain, just gating the reverb Y tails keeps the layer from smearing the rhythm. Print ghost into print 4 ghost. Now recombine the layers into a stack bus. Take your printed LOW, crack, and ghost layers and group them into a bus called Think Stack Bus. This is the moment where it should start sounding like a record. If it doesn't, don't panic and reach for more compression right away. The secret fader is crossover points. If it's muddy, lower the LOW low pass from, say, 180 down to 150. If snare body feels doubled or weird, push the crack high pass up from 220 to 300. If the groove feels messy, high pass the ghost even higher so it's pure motion. Now, before we process the stack, do a quick phase sanity check like a mix engineer. Temporarily throw a utility on one layer and invert polarity. Listen to what disappears when you sum. If your snare body collapses or your kick loses chest, your crossover points are fighting, or your warping is slightly off. Undo the polarity flip when you're done, obviously. But this little test can reveal problems fast. Also, advanced move, micro-timing offsets per layer. Sometimes the magic is nudging crack earlier by 1 to 5 milliseconds for more bite, or pushing ghost later by 5 to 12 milliseconds for swing. You can do this with clip start nudges or track delay. Audition, then reprint so it's locked. Now process the bus. On Think Stack Bus, at EQ8, high pass 25 to 35 Hz. Tiny dip around 200 to 350 if it's cardboard. Then glue compressor. Now we can go faster, because we're gluing layers together. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 4 dB gain reduction. Then drum bus, lightly, drive 5 to 10%, crunch 0 to 5, damp to control brightness. Then a limiter, not for loudness, just to catch spikes. Ceiling minus 0.3, gain minimal 0 to 2 dB. And again, do the loudness discipline. If you're going to compare prints, make sure you're not just making it louder every time. Utility at the end, consistent peaks. Now print the full stack. Record 16 bars into print 5 think final via resampling. This is the loop you'll slice and arrange. Now we get into the fun part, slicing and performing variations, still with the resampling mindset. Take a 2-bar section of print 5 think final and consolidate it, Control or Command J. Now right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track, transient slicing preset. Ableton will build a drum rack, but here's the mindset. We're not becoming a MIDI drummer forever. We're going to perform a few variations, then resample that performance back into audio so it's deterministic and easy to arrange. Create a new print track, print 6 performance, set resampling, monitor off, arm it. Now play with the slices. Push a few ghost hits forward or back. Swap a hat. Do a little snare drag at the end of a phrase by duplicating a snare slice into a quick 1/8 pattern. And record yourself doing it. You're essentially re-recording the break as if it's a take. Arrangement ideas while you do this. For bars 1 through 16, keep it mostly full, but add a small variation every 4 bars so it breathes. Every 8 bars, try removing the LOW layer for half a bar, then bring it back. It creates tension without stopping the momentum. Pre-drop, last bar, put an auto filter on the stack bus and automate a high pass from around 80 up to 400 over 1 bar. Then slam it back on the downbeat. Classic, but it works. Now, let's add a few advanced variation techniques from the expansion. One is the snare answer back bar. Make a 2-bar loop where the second bar snare is slightly different. Duplicate your crack print, then on the duplicate notch 3 to 4k a touch and boost 6 to 7k slightly. Swap that alternate crack only on the bar 2 snare hits by splitting the clip. Resample the 2-bar result. The listener feels movement, but it doesn't scream fill. Another is velocity illusion with audio only. This audio version is shortened for playback.